¿Qué me vas a dar, eh? ¿Qué es eso, terco, eh?
¡Vuélvela! Eso, Harry Rax.
Harry Rax. Sometimes life don't give you what you want. Not because you don't deserve it.
In the Bronx, New York, you can double park in the middle of the road to talk with a neighbor about the mayor or the Yankees. You can pick enough exotic honey to fill a tin bucket. And you can see a podcast where bad business tells it how it is. We still tell it in straight, deliberate fashion, much as we ever did. Shush. One listen and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Bad business with Barack and Daniel.
Oh, not Danny. He's out in North Carolina right now, but this is your boy, the Iron Sheik. The Bag Daddy, motherfucker, and Barack.
This is Producer Pete, baby. I don't have a nickname, just straight up Producer Pete. And who's with us here today?
It's your favorite Habibi, yo. He's your boy, Hattie Ray.
Yeah.
We're
back with the family.
Yo.
We back.
What's good, bro? Yo, last time we spoke to you for real was at the Bronx Brewery, man.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It was an amazing episode, and it built the relationship with Hattie Rax.
Yeah.
We always mention Hattie Rax after that.
Hattie Rax?
No, but we did something after that, though.
Really? We did stuff after
we
that.
We did.
Yeah. Hattie Rax is always in the mix.
An official episode.
You don't know how many. Nobody has talked about Hattie Rax more than me.
Yeah?
I think just point blank. I'd bring up Hattie Rax so much in Hot 97 and around WBLS.
Nah, for real.
People are getting sick of me talking about Hattie Rax. We're getting accused of payola and shit.
Oh, yes, true.
I'm getting accused of things.
You know what?
Oh, they think I'm paying you.
Not you. Oh. No one, if anyone ever accused Hattie Rax of anything, I'd kill them.
Yeah, nah,
so,
they can't.
Yeah, we take the plea.
Well, we had another person on mic for at least a little bit to start the show.
Chrissy,
young Chrissy,
Diaz. Yo, what's up?
Oh, shit, what's good with you?
Oh, snap,
Chrissy.
How tall are you?
Chrissy got the voice.
Not how tall.
I'm gonna divert from the normal show. We only have Chrissy for a little bit. On the mini episode that we just recorded about wrestling, Chrissy,
she didn't say anything.
Chrissy said, maybe said 30 words.
I tried to get something out of her.
No, it's okay.
Chrissy,
this is your stuff. I don't want
to ask Hattie Rax a question.
We only got her for like 8 more minutes.
Please.
You better hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up.
We got her for 4 minutes. We got her for 7 minutes and 59 seconds. 58.
You have
7.
You have the option to also just talk about something that interests you as a person. What is something going on in your world that is interesting or something you've watched?
Nah, we don't gotta talk about that. I just like I'll talk about my I just started following Hattie Rax, and he just followed me back. So
you locked in.
So since we're talking about following, right? Moses had a lot of followers.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow
right?
you.
So like, you ever had a stalker in your life? It's crazy, right?
Listen, man, stalkers, bro. Thank God that has never happened to me. That's like
applaud
that's
her for great. That no stalker
Please.
Shit. That's a fact.
But don't manifest that shit.
Yo, but for real, if you're a woman and you've never had a stalker, are you popping?
Hey, man, listen.
I have stalkers.
I'm gonna fuck you up, bro.
I believe that.
I have stalkers.
I have a stalker as well.
Yeah, I had a stalker.
I've had a stalker.
Oh, so how did you find out?
She gave me a Build-A-Bear that she made that had her voice in it that said, I love you every time that you touched it.
Oh, hell no.
She was 6 years older than me, and I only hit twice.
Oh, man.
you never seen the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg?
No one's Fear? Ever seen whatever movie.
What?
No one's ever
I'm
seen your
movie.
I'm
too high movies. For
this shit. you should watch
keep it.
It
a buck.
It's about Mark Wahlberg being an obsessive boyfriend, and he stalks his girlfriend.
Nah, you see, that's PTSD. So if you're talking about that type of stalking, like maybe, perhaps. And, I'm not going to talk about that.
Have you seen 6 Degrees of Separation?
No one has ever seen these fucking
Will
movies.
Smith was gay.
I never know. I didn't
apparently still is.
Yo. Oh,
it was him and all
that shit
Selena.
Was crazy.
I mean, look, I like movies. I like acting.
Let me rein it in. Get some goddamn structure of this show.
Please.
Hattie.
No, good.
Please.
Hattie, before we started recording this episode, you were about to ask me and Barack about something. And it's something that me and Barack have talked about a decent amount.
Oh, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And I need you to bring, ask us what you were going to ask
So
us.
I was going to ask you, because one day I seen I think it was on Hot 97, where y'all was like jumping off a train, like up in the, I don't know what it was, but it was some crazy shit. Y'all was, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Jason put me on to it.
I know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Jason, show me what you're talking about.
You DM'd Bad Business.
About that, right?
A video.
People doing parkour.
Not from Hot 97.
Randall's Island?
Of white people doing like this insane parkour.
Crazy shit.
Jumping from like moving trains.
Yo, it was literally like, three days.
They was going crazy. I was sitting there no.
You keep saying they.
Yo.
Oh yeah, you wasn't even there.
It was none of you.
What type of bullshit?
I would. But yo, it was like 3 days after the interview we had. It was like Paul called some ridiculous shit I wish I could do. He's like, is he all right?
No. He sent us. It's funny to see how it's changed in the mind of Hattie Rax. Because he said the right thing to us when he sent us the message. He said, this looks like some crazy bullshit y'all would do. Good. Normal. Fine. But now, in his head, it has switched
it's
to
us.
Watched them
on Hot 97. It's
jumping from train.
Hey, yo, you know what? I think you're right now. Now that I think
you're right. Yeah, you are right. I've never done I'm 28, Hattie. If I did that, I'd be dead. If I was a little younger.
Crazy. No.
It was literally people jumping like 15 feet from on like moving trains. And he was like, this is y'all, right?
Russians doing fucking.
It might have been
Subway Surfer.
I gotta see that fucking video.
He DM'd it to the Bad Business account. He's like, this is y'all, right? And to be honest, Hattie, I remember when you sent that to us. Because I was saying, I think Hattie likes us. Because this is what he thinks of.
That was the first mark.
I was like, okay,
Hattie Rex.
It was all right,
my guys, man.
He missed the mark. We don't do parkour, but he likes us.
Yeah. Well, now we know Hattie's a big fan of hardcore.
Yeah, nah, hardcore. Y'all my parkour, guys, yo.
That's your best interest, man.
So, Chrissy, you be doing that parkour shit too?
Listen, you know, I be jumping like Spider-Man, bro. I go, you know, building.
All right, Barack, I'm giving you an opportunity to be a good host here. What should you segue to with Hattie Rax?
We gonna do it?
What are you gonna ask about?
So we gonna do that for real right now?
I don't know what you have in mind. So
you sure?
Sure. What would a good host of a podcast do?
Yo, so since last time we spoke. What have you been into right
now? Fuck you, lately? No!
That wasn't a good one,
no,
JP.
No, it's a bad one. Bad Business.
We gotta catch up.
Bad Business is executive producing Hattie Rax mixtape. Right. We just worked on it for the last hour and a half.
The thing is, yo, everything on my shoulders right now is so a little heavy right now.
Because Danny's not here?
No, it's just on my shoulder.
All right, Hattie. Yo, we're working on this mixtape with you right
sir.
Now.
Facts.
Speak to us about what made you interested in working with us.
Oh, man, I wanted something different. Like my man Cub was just saying a little while ago, people, when they think about Hattie Rack, they always think of, like, you know, seriousness. And I just wanted I wanted something that I knew people were going to take serious. Like, you know, because you guys joke around a lot, but one thing I can say, you guys are serious about whatever you put your brain and your mind to. Y'all take pride in getting it done and getting it done correctly. And, you know, I just wanted to team up with someone that could take away some of the seriousness from the Hattie Rax brand. Well, I could still be myself, but I could kind of lighten up the load a little bit.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And it just...
I'm not going to lie. Perfect. My question is pretty much the same. You would have got the same reaction.
No, it wasn't. You asked how what he's been doing.
Well, he's doing the mixtape.
He's doing a lot more than the mixtape, but he's here. We're producing it.
Hey, bro, it's facts.
Let's open with that. And
straight from the mouth.
And it's coming out really dope. It's sounding good. We got Chrissy on there.
Yeah, Chrissy.
We got Chrissy on there. We got my man Cover in the building.
I don't think you heard the Spartacus bit. The whole staff of Hot 97 is involved.
Oh, no, I played it for him.
I heard it.
Yo, the whole fucking staff. We did
the skit to that.
Yeah,
we just
worked on
it. That was dope.
And it's gonna really surprise people what we're doing and how we're doing it. And what I love about what we're doing, who's in charge of us?
The porno company.
Yeah, the porno company. No, nobody's in charge of us. Hattie Racks is the head of Hattie Racks Inc. And I'm in charge of bad business.
Nah, but things, we trying to do a porno for the video.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
I know.
You remember back in the day we did the 50 Cent, did the Disco Inferno? Yeah. And Nelly did the thing.
Oh, the tip drill.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what you're
talking about. That was like BET Uncut.
Yeah, like. Uncut vibe. Like, yeah, yeah, we can do one of those.
Yeah, we got to do some shit.
Inshallah, we're going to get that done.
Get a lot out of there. What the fuck? This is why I hate recording late, because Brock gets too drunk and he can't take any. You're drunk. Listen to how you were just
Wait, hold up. Because I find it interesting how you were interested in bad business and shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I'm cursing. My fault.
You can curse.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
And shit. What projects did you do prior? Because it seems like you really love being in a creative space,
mm-hmm,
and just doing things that are experimental.
Prior to this project, we put out Trench Talk. That was I think my third project. And then before that, we put out New York Gritty. And before that, we put out Resume. And then currently, I'm working on a project with my man Cover, super producer Cover.
He's in the building.
Cover's in the building.
Cover's doing a lot of production for so many people right now. Like, so, I mean, you know, with this mixtape, we actually a little behind schedule with the mixtape.
Yeah, we are, admittedly.
Because Ben was going to put it out, but now we finishing it up now. So, I mean, it's just I've been working on so much stuff. And then we got the project with Cover and Jungle. Shout out to Jungle.
Shout out Nas, bro.
Yeah. Jungle. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jungle. Shout out to the whole QB. Shout out to Nas. And you know, we just working and just staying like my man JP said, staying consistent.
Yeah.
Staying in their face.
Because being consistent is the only like thing that you can do to prove you care.
Yeah.
Because quality varies in the eyes of the beholder. Whoever's listening or looking at something, they decide if it's good. Yep. You can hope it's good.
Yeah.
But the listener decides that it's good. The only thing that you control is how often and how consistent you stay and how many shots you put up. Because otherwise, if you're inconsistent, you might as well not do anything.
Yeah, because when you're inconsistent, it's like every time you decide to get back to it, it's like you're starting over. So, you know, for the last few weeks, I just been dropping freestyles every week, just to keep the consistency going until we drop this project right here. And everything has just been working. I've been seeing a lot of. Like, I just put out the Shaq and Kobe freestyle. I think we had like 100,000 and like maybe like Sheesh. 2 weeks had been out. So it just feels good because this is not nothing that it's organic. Everything is organic. Like, I'm not, you know, a lot of people pay for things where it's like they hike their numbers up and stuff like that. I'm just happy to see people organically just gravitating to what I've been doing. So I'm pretty sure when we put out this project with the bad business, it's going to even go to a whole different level other than what I thought it was going. You know what I'm saying?
We hope you like it, man.
I was
worried about showing you the stuff. I'm very happy. Like, you've been so game, and I don't even want to risk telling people what we've done.
Danny doesn't even
know what we did today.
Yo.
Which is so funny.
This sounds good. You know what it is? When you listen to a project and it feels, I go off of energy. You know what I'm saying? And the project feels good.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
When you could just like, oh yeah, I like that. Like even when we were saying it out here and Chrissy was saying her part and you were saying your part, you said, without even hearing it here, it sounded good already.
I had what we're referencing is like, one of the most ambitious. So read one line. Don't let them know what it is. One of your lines.
The voice of Cassio Iago keeps his word.
You know what means a lot to me, though, for real? Because I know what it's like to be an artist. I know what it's like to have, like, a baby. It's just, it means a lot. We worked. We're doing something for somebody, right?
And,
without confirmation, though. We're just doing it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hope he likes it. I hope he likes it. For him to come up and be like, oh, shit. Y'all killing this.
Nah, that was dope.
Is the,
and when people hear it, they'll understand what we're talking about.
Y'all took it. y'all took it somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what's missing. Like, everything is so programmed now, where it's like, you got to do this, you got to do that, or people's not going to like it. Or it's like with this project, people are going to hear it, and they're going to be like, I don't even know how they came together and did this. It's two different worlds. But they did whatever the fuck they wanted to do, and it sounds dope.
And I'll tell you this. Working on this project and this podcast, I'll say that about Bad Business, has been one of my favorite creative endeavors because I love Hot 97.
Yeah.
We do a lot of stuff that is...
stiff.
No, I won't say stiff. I'm going to bleep that. We do a lot of stuff that's predictable and that follows the New York hip-hop take-me-serious attitude.
Right.
So when we get to break out of that mold, I am so happy. Because I'm a serious person, but I think that when you have to put on a veneer of seriousness, that's when you're less serious. Me, Brock, you know I'm silly. But you know, if you come to me, if you come to me, I'm always serious. Even when I'm silly, I'm serious.
Facts. Yo, if you come to me, I'm silly all the time.
Yeah, you're not serious at all.
I'm never serious. I don't give a fuck. I want to have fun 100% of the time.
And we,
I think that's what create the balance with y'all too. And then you got Danny. He's like the neutral guy.
Yeah, he's very.
He's a bitch, bro.
Be nice. He's not here. We can't slander him to Hattie. We can't slander.
That's my best friend in the whole wide world, bro. That's my best friend. I'm sorry.
And we
Danny,
do miss
you.
Him. But Barack.
Yeah, I thought y'all was brothers when I first saw
him. I know, everybody, says that. Yo, I knew him since I was a kid, bro. Like, for real. Like, he was little.
They look like different versions of a third guy. They could be different. There's an original guy, and those are the two flavors.
We was bad, bro. We was bad, bro. On the block, we was bad.
And y'all have known each other. How far did you and Hattie grow up from each other? Because y'all are both from the Bronx.
I'm from the bridge. I'm from Kingsbridge.
Oh, you're from Kingsbridge. I'm originally from university.
Shh.
176. Well, then I moved over to Gleason and Pugsley by Castle Hill. Yeah.
Pugsley. Okay. You and Castle Hill. So you in the 2 train vibe, 2-5 train.
That's the 6 train. 6 train? There, yeah.
Well, I consider 2-5-6.
Yo, you guys are both having so much fun being far from the mics.
2-5-6. 2-5-6 over there. And it's 4-1.
And then you got the 4-1. DB. Yep.
That's a differential.
Huh?
Yeah, 2-5.
Oh yeah, the 2 and 5 is on.
I consider 6 over there too, though.
6 is on. Yeah, it's all. You know what? It all runs.
Does it?
In the same because the 6 train goes there. It stops at Pelham Parkway, which is kind of like uptown where the 2 and 5 and all that's at.
Yeah.
You know, JP is like, what the fuck does that have to do with it?
I was just gonna say,
nothing to do with the birds, bro.
I like the Bronx connection about the mixtape and stuff like that. You got this is.
I dated a girl in Allerton, bro. It was
that means nothing to me.
Demon time, bro.
That mean Ellington?
Allerton.
Allerton, yeah, Allerton. You say you dated a girl from Allerton?
Yeah, bro. That's
you was going to Allerton, JP?
Nah, not to me.
No, him.
Oh, you? All right. You was going to the hood.
That was my first experience, like, going to the projects was packed.
You was in Olinville.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Man, that was...
I was on my bullshit.
Yeah. What's going on?
My tactic was I'm going to put my iPhone, but no, it was an iPod Nano, and bump, and just be comfortable. It worked though. No funny shit. I'm gonna get some poon real quick. So it's about being comfortable.
Yeah, that's
in the Bronx.
What it is,
the thing, all speaking, yo, shout out Shani, the producer of the morning show with Ebro in the morning. We was talking about this. Like, that's literally a second nature.
What?
Like, just going to get some pussy. In the Bronx, in the third world, like a third world country, literally the other part of the Bronx you're not from. That's what that means. Like literally, I'm from Sedgwick. I'm from Kingsbridge, right? Me going to Allerton is like, bro, that's crazy. Yeah. On foot,
nah, that's
especially in the J's, the PJs. So like, I'm walking into a building and everybody in front of the building, bro. It's cold. Everybody in Merms, bro.
Everybody's in front of the building.
Everybody's in Merms.
And she's telling you, don't worry about them. Just come inside. They're always in front of the building.
Yo, I live on 6H. Just come up. Like, that's all the information you got.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
So you walk in, you're just like, oh, shit. The first thing you learn doing all that is being comfortable, right? So, like, I was talking about this. Shout out to Shani again. We just talking about being a human. Like, because there's a lot of people, they say they got jumped, they say they got robbed, because because they're uncomfortable where they are.
Can I tell you a funny, funny story about the same exact
thing? No, it's facts. You get junked because you're looking around.
Dude,
why are you looking around, bro?
In North Philly, I was talking.
Why are you looking around?
Why are you looking?
Don't look
around. So what I did, I put my hand, you know, I look at everybody like I'm chilling. I bump my, you know, I even nod like, yo, it's good.
Yeah.
I got some pussy that day.
Yeah, you gotta be.
I'm chilling. That's and I walked out.
That's a difference.
But you know what?
And I went back
up
in the six and transferred to the four.
Yo, if you think about all the crazy shit you do just to get pussy, though,
transferring.
The crazy as a man, right? For it. Yo, niggas yeah. will go risk their life to get some
Chrissy,
pussy, bro.
Chrissy, add a woman's perspective.
I'm so sorry. Yo, it's crazy. Yo.
I die for that shit.
I die.
And the thing is, I learned all these animalistic aspects of humanity.
Yeah.
Because of something certain, that thing.
That thing.
That whispering
that
eye.
Thing, that thing. That
yo,
thing.
Yo, shout out that shorty. She late to every show now. So.
With all the people outside of her bar.
I'm not going to talk about it that much. She late to everything.
What's up, Hattie? I wanted to ask you, we've been talking a lot about New York. Do you think you would be able to give us a classic New York moment?
Oh, shit.
A classic New York story?
A classic New York story.
And you'll have a minute to think about
it. The last one I did was...
Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb? Huh? Play me like a dummy, like bitch. Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb?
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
The last episode.
Brock doesn't like the song, so we play the whole song.
New York.
They don't put shit sounds on New York.
These vagabonds.
Wait for the end at least.
It's violation. Well, I'm telling you right now, bro.
My man, Barack.
Now I'm telling you right now. Danny has a natural reaction to it. Like, if somebody from New York heard that shit, it's not funny.
Well, they
Hattie
said
is not laughing.
I played it.
I never laughed.
I played it because you guys said I'd never play it in front of a New Yorker.
He plays it out of spite now.
You said I'd never play it in front of a
anyway,
New Yorker.
So I do this thing on the show. It's in New York moments. The first one I did was the alligator and the so yo fuck Philly, bro.
Yo,
the fuck you wearing? Walking education shirt?
Alright, I'm back, baby. Oh, that shit makes me laugh so hard.
Nah, so what I do here is things that I grew up on.
Right.
So you remember when that dude had the alligator and the tiger in the projects?
The Harlem.
Harlem.
Yeah, the tiger and
I did the whole breakdown on that.
That was a classic New York.
The classic New York moment. I did the blackout in the early 2000s.
Classic New York.
Yeah, that was the best time of my life. And then I did Playland. You remember the Mind Scrambler and Playground?
I never got on.
But everybody died on it. Yeah. So I did a whole breakdown on the Mind
Scrambler. He also did the New York Blackout.
I did. I just said that. The New York Blackout.
9/11.
All right. And there you have it. 9/11 was a classic New York moment.
So... We definitely not talking about 9/11. But we could actually.
We like, bitch, are you dumb?
We could. Low key.
No!
Low key. No! I wouldn't 9/11. I wouldn't.
Hattie goes, yo, it was a crazy New York moment. 9/11.
Hey, yo, bro.
I'm leaving today.
Nah, look. I'm Arab. I'm Arab. I grew up Arab. So I'm Iraqi. I'm from Baghdad.
No, you're from the Bronx.
I mean, I'm from the Bronx.
That's like me going, I'm from Italy, I'm from Rome.
But yeah, if your parents are from Italy and from Rome, it's different.
They're not. Right, your parents is from?
From Iraq, Baghdad. So like growing up in the Bronx, like my parents is Arab, like OD.
All the way.
So like I'm going to pre-K. It's Stephanie, Jason, Stephanie, Ashley, Stephanie.
Ahmed.
And it's Barack al-Rashid. Barack. I'm like, oh shit, I'm different.
Yeah.
Right? Yo, in the
phone.
You know what I think is I laugh at it to this day. My dad was an airplane mechanic.
Wow.
At JFK. 9/11 happened. I didn't know, though. It was so early in my life. He lost his job because of 9/11. Because he's the Arab dude fixing out planes.
Yeah,
he lost his job. My whole family dynamic changed.
Yo, I never looked at it from that perspective.
No, but the things I like. The thing is, the thing is, I had cable. We had like Nickelodeon and shit. But we had Dish. Like, I had uncles.
Dish Network.
I had my uncles come through to the crib and put the Arabic channels for my family. And then we also had the pirate cable, the black box with the red.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that shit? 69 and all that.
That wonky shit Danny still uses.
We had 69 and all that. So we had that and then also the Dish Network for my parents. So we would watch Arabic channels. And then at a certain point, it was just dudes with like military helmets like, yo. And I spoke Arabic. They'd be like, yo, we about to get bombed. If you behind me, you see the neighborhood. They'd be on the hill. They'd be like, yo, if you behind me right now, please evacuate. This is the neighborhood. They see the neighborhood. And that's when we get calls in my house.
Wow.
Calls, yeah. And my mom be crying. My dad be crying. And I'm like, what's going on? I never see my dad cry. I never see my mom cry. What's going on? And we watch the TV and boom, boom, boom. I'm like, yo, what the fuck's going on? My parents getting like, it's crazy. So... And that's all literally after 9/11. My dad loses his job. I see my mom like stressed out. And I'm not really comprehending. I'm from the Bronx. I'm playing ball. Yeah. Right? I like Stephanie from my school.
Two different coaches.
No, for real. I'm not playing.
Parents was
like,
used to.
For real.
It is a very specific, real
And I'm from a building too. Like, we playing basketball off of the fire escapes ladders. Like, if you make it through that hoop, we playing ball.
Fire escape ball. Yeah.
We playing that. We doing it all. Like, it's just regular life, right? Yeah. We trying to be regular. But my name is Barack, right? It didn't matter, though. It never mattered with anybody. I can say that. Like, my name never mattered. But the thing is, I knew it was different.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, I go home, and now my friends is home. I'm home, and this is my life. I'm watching Dish with my family. There's a dude with a helmet on in my family's neighborhood. I don't know. And I'm getting calls. My cousins is talking to me like, Habibi, I love you. Yo, I don't know. And the thing, I speak Arabic. So, like, they telling me, like, goodbye. Wow. And shit like that. No, it's sick, bro. It's sick. It's fucking sick. But the thing is, I didn't either. Because I was so focused on my shoes.
And being seven.
I was so focused
like
on.
Being, like, nine, ten. No, well, you were young.
No, I was focused on girl. Like, I was focused on being with my.
How could you be focused on geopolitics? The thing is, you're not saying drop yet.
No, the thing is, I wanted to be G-Unit. At the end of the game. Like, honestly, I'm not even lying, bro. Like, I grew up on that shit. I wanted, like, fresh kicks.
I wanted to be G's.
I wanted to line up. I wanted all that. And I had it all. I had all that. And the thing is, all I had was being funny. So I was always the funny kid.
You're making the funny podcast. I was a bad.
Yeah, look where it took me, though.
Yo, that's crazy.
I don't want to expand on it too much.
Way to let it off your
chest.
That's
a great New York moment.
No, I have a way to rein it in. I have a way to rein it in. The thing you guys both touched on is something I had no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about. What is this fire escape Bronx game?
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, put him on.
So, I mean, it's different. So, and you know how in basketball court, you got a full court, you got a court here.
Yeah.
So, and we had fire escapes. So, we would play, like, this building got a fire escape, and this, so we just play basketball in between fire escapes. You gotta get the ball in between the little square. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So between two fire escapes.
We dunking down a fire escape.
And it's very inconvenient if you make a score. It's very inconvenient.
It's intense, too. Yeah, like,
no, I was going to say, I thought if you missed, it would fall off.
Yeah, it would fall off. The game continues.
Yo, but if you nice, like, you could, like, literally get it through the square. Like,
hold on, time out. This is what I'm imagining. Are we standing up on the fire escape?
No, the fire escape is not moving.
I didn't think it would.
Fire escape is not down. It's not down. It's like, literally, like, regular. Yeah. So, if you make it in, it'll probably go into, like, the garden or some shit. Climb the gate and grab the ball or whatever it is. It's just very inconvenient when you make a score.
How many people are scoring in a game?
It just matters. How many people in the building?
I think the most people we would have in a game, because, I remember, it's on a little ass street.
Chrissy, are you understanding like, what they're saying?
Where are you from, Chrissy?
Well, listen, I'm from the South Bronx, but the fire escape, like, I'm trying to. Yeah.
What is like?
So you know how a fire escape looks?
Yeah.
So just imagine two fire escapes facing each other.
Okay.
And they're about this. This is the distance. This from here to here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is us in between on a little street,
uh-huh,
on a sidewalk, and we just playing ball in between these two fire escapes.
Make it happen.
Yeah. And it's like real nets.
And it's usually
no nets.
There's no nets.
No. It's literally the ladder.
Yeah.
You know how a ladder is.
Yeah.
Because there's an end to a fire escape. It's a ladder.
But you guys are on the ground.
But we on the ground. Yeah, we on the ground.
I thought you were sitting on fire escape.
The thing is,
shooting. No. Where the fuck is the ball?
The thing is, we have local parks, yes.
Yeah, we got parks.
But the thing is,
I wasn't confused about whether or not you had parks.
Fire escape game used to get so intense that after every game, you knew niggas was getting it on after the game.
Scrapping.
Or somewhere in between the game, somebody was getting snuffed.
2-on-2, 3-on-3.
Everybody in the building. Everybody in the building.
Just whoever shows up versus whoever.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And you would call next.
It was crazy.
You would call next.
You could call next.
Yo.
What was the game two?
I don't. Whatever you wanted.
That's what I mean. This seems like real. Like there were no. We did it. We would just do it to pass time.
The thing is, you have to understand. Like back then, we just made shit up.
I did the same thing in different versions.
Like it'd be Skelly. It could be
Skelzies.
Yo, for real, it could be Skelzies. It could be handball.
Hit me with Skelzies. What is Skelzies? Skellies? What is Skellies?
You take the like the
it could be
like the top of the
milk. Yeah.
The milk cap.
Yeah, milk cap.
You put the
little
the,
wax,
the clay on the wax
clay.
Inside of it.
Y'all just have wax.
And you make
what the fuck
boxes.
Are we talking about?
You
just you'd be gotta, a like, killer. Get
y'all
out of
are
town.
So fucking creative. And I think that just
no.
You know what? We didn't.
I fuck with Hattie even more now.
Is Skelly the bottle cap game?
Yeah.
You could say that. I guess you could say that.
The thing is, we did the bottle caps. You could do the bottom of the chairs. You take off the cap. The school chairs specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
this
we
is metal.
Manhunt.
Manhunt was the
everybody
one.
Loves, was I got Manhunt.
I used to hide underneath cars, bro.
Yeah.
I used to come home with dirty shirts.
I used to cheat. I used to go home for like 20 minutes.
Get some come juice.
Manhunt's a great time to
come back outside.
Manhunt's a great time to meet a woman.
Yo, I'ma tell you.
At that age?
Yo,
let's sneak off behind the tree. Everybody run around.
Let my daughter tell me she gonna play Manhunt.
Ain't no way. Exactly.
Hey, yo.
Exactly.
I'm playing too.
Yeah. I got a paintball gun.
Manhunt was Manhunt.
I'll hunt man down.
Classic.
And then it got real serious when we learned about cause I had a we had a you know, every neighborhood got the one person who his parents just get him whatever fuck he want. So we got put on to the paintball guns. So then we start going on the roof and we just tagging everything. Bang, 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 yep. Bang.
My parents looked at me in my face and said, under no circumstance you ever have a paintball gun.
You would have went crazy.
I had to get a job to get an airsoft gun, and I immediately like got that taken from me.
Yo, you would have went crazy with a paintball gun.
I was doing crazy shit.
The thing is, in Philly, you could easily get a paintball gun.
Walking around with playing with paintball guns.
No, a paintball gun would be a huge improvement. Like with Hattie saying he fucks around with paintball guns.
Yo, bro.
Good.
That's rare.
Give people in the hood paintball guns. Good. Give them
bro.
It's like the shit with the ATVs in Philly. They're like, we're going to take away these dirt bikes and ATVs. Oh, why? So they can go get guns? Have an ATV. Do a wheelie. All the wheelies you want. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. One thing I always loved about Philly, when they say, like, the city of brotherly love, like, they really serious about that brother. Despite, you know, the killing, how they killing each
that
other.
That gang shit's so
they
stupid.
Really, yo, when I first came to Philly, I'll never forget my man. We was walking. We was going to, what was the name of that spot? It started with a V.
Where?
The Voltron Club.
Voltage Lounge.
Voltage Lounge. Yo, bro, we was going to the Voltage Lounge, right? It's me. It's a few of us. And we walking, right? And my people, they from Philly. So when I get out there, you know, they like real brotherly love. So they on, you know, protective time. Like, that's yo, where you at? I'm coming to meet you there.
Yeah.
Long story short,
you gotta take care.
We get to the parking lot. We walk into the venue now because the parking lot is like a few, you know, a couple feet up. We walking out the parking lot and we just walking, and it's like it's a street and it's four of us and it's like two people walking toward us, but they like trying to get past us. So we walking, and when we get near each other, they didn't really like move, like you know how normally like you'll move over a little bit.
Yeah.
So they didn't move over. And I'm just talking about, like, my people from Philly, these niggas just backed out all kind of shit. I'm like, they like, yo, nigga, you see motherfucking Hattie Racks coming through here? And I'm just looking like, yo, y'all, leave that shit alone, man. That shit ain't about nothing, B.
But
his example of brotherly love is someone bullying another person.
Yo, bro.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. Yo, bro. And I'm just like, but that's how they own that. They own that.
That would be my perspective. Well,
I'll tell you this. The difference between Philly and New York, like your story about you don't look at anybody, you don't talk to anybody. In Philly, I hey, what's up, everybody? On the block?
Hey, yo.
You gotta. Yo, what's up?
Hey, yeah, you hey, gotta. Hey. And
it's especially, it's a defense mechanism, especially because I'm white. White people have the tendency to go into the city and be rude and not say what's up and ignore. So I make sure, I'm real old school shit. Whenever I move into any apartment, I introduce myself to all my neighbors.
Mm.
Say, hello, that's my name's white. Jason.
Let's go white shit.
Well, I mean, and it's good advice for anybody.
I get hype when a white person knock on my door.
Yeah, but I'll show up with cupcakes. Oh, hope for you and your whole family.
Cupcakes, everybody gets
some. No. But like, no, it's the respectful
thing
they
really
to do.
I thought that was just in a movie.
That's what I'll do.
For real.
No, I agree.
No, because what kind of white person do you want? You want the white person that acts afraid of you and doesn't talk to you, or do you want the white guy that says hello and it's like, oh, that's that guy?
No, funny shit. I want a white person to come to my door and be like, I got a bottle. It's good.
Well,
I ain't gonna lie.
Depends on your neighbors.
The white people in my neighborhood, they was the motherfuckers giving us the paintball guns.
Yeah, see,
it's crazy.
If you're a white person moving to a black area, you gotta come with gifts. Hey, dude. You gotta be nice.
We're doing K2.
But you know what? The Bronx. That's what separates the Bronx, I think, because the Bronx is not really like no black areas in the Bronx. Like, to be honest with you, the Bronx is mainly Hispanic. The Bronx is majority Hispanic.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is, there's a lot of real white places.
Yeah.
You guys probably haven't even been in most of the very white places.
Right.
What?
Of America?
Of course not.
There's a lot. Well, I know. There's a town that I make fun of. A lot of people go to that I know from like where I'm from. It's called Sea Isle.
Yeah.
Sea Isle is 99.1% white.
Wow.
And I hate on it all the time.
Wow.
I just walk in
there. Philadelphia?
No, it's in Jersey. It's like the richest shore, and I hate it. I hate that place. You won't see anybody, and it's a lot of Panic at the Disco and Maroon 5. You're not hearing a rap song.
Yo, that's crazy.
We had to go there.
Yo,
well,
hell
I was
yo, I'm scared to go there.
No, I hate Seattle so much. I have thought about for one weekend getting like two busloads
of black motherfuckers. That would be hilarious. We should do that.
Black motherfuckers.
We should do that.
I wouldn't describe it as black motherfuckers, but I would describe it as two very diverse buses.
Yo,
we could have like
diverse buses.
No,
we
like,
should do some shit.
For example,
right.
This room would never be in Seattle. Like a Middle Eastern person,
right?
A couple black people,
never,
a Hispanic
right?
person. You guys would be all of the diversity there if you went
Yo,
there.
Yo, we should
once.
Go there. Wow. You gotta go there. Deep.
I have a friend, one of my
Mad
friends,
Rhino
Jimmy, who's been on the show. My friend Jimmy, who's a DJ, he gets booked to DJ there, and he plays hip hop and shit. We get everyone to go for a Jimmy Six night.
That'll be fucking.
It would
nice.
Be very
shout out Jimmy
fun.
Six.
Shout out
yo,
to
that'll
Jimmy
be
Six.
Crazy.
He's a demon.
Yo,
but there's
crazy.
Tons of places like that, like Kansas, like.
You know where it's like
Kansas,
that at?
Iowa.
Yo, you know where it's like that at? In Beckley, West Virginia.
I was gonna say West Virginia.
Yo,
my boyfriend.
Yo, I was
there.
In West Virginia one day. Right, I was driving to Atlanta, and I stopped in West Virginia, whatever, because you got to go through all of that. Mm-hmm. So we stopped. We went into like a Domino's. So
pizza?
Domino's pizza.
You walked into a Domino's, saw
yo, bro,
an all-white staff.
We walked into a Domino's.
You're like, whoa!
Yo, bro.
What is this?
Everybody's white, right? So we walked in there. So I'm talking about everybody's white. So we
That's
got,
how
so,
you know it's racist.
Yo, bro, so I got the car. I'm like, yo, leave the car on. You know what I'm saying? Don't even turn the car off.
White people are finally
so, yo.
Dangerous. We made it.
So, yo, look. So we inside. Now we get our food. So we waiting for our food, right? So check this out. When we go get our food, it's a car pulls up right next to my car. And it's like a bunch of, you know, white people. But so the lady gets out. Yo, she's having a whole conversation with me, like literally, like, so hey, how you doing? So, you know, I'm chilling. I'm talking, hey, I'm good. How you doing? So I don't pay mine though. She's literally stalling us off until the police get there.
No.
They did some
19
yeah, stuff some crazy you. Shit. So she asked, so I'm like, eventually I'm like, yo, why are you asking me all these questions like that? Yo, all I know is that when I drove over, I said, we out of here. We drive off, yo, like 10 cop cars just come storming in. But like we go this way, the cop cars come from this way. Bro, we get in there, we got all the way up out. And I was just like, damn, yo, this shit is real.
She
like
a bitch.
Holy shit.
And there it is, your classic New York moment.
Yeah. What?
That was a Virginia moment.
Yeah, Virginia, yeah.
Almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
All right, let's grab a drink.
Shenandoah River, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place
I belong. Hattie Rack.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, we back, and it's Bad Business. We here with Hattie Rack, a fucking legend. So, yo, Thanksgiving is around the corner. Yo, I want to ask you for real. You ever did Blackout Wednesday?
No, I never even heard of that.
No? All right, so for anybody who doesn't know,
yep,
Blackout Wednesday is the national holiday of drinking.
Yep. Oh, Blackout Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So when you wake up hungover, what do you do when you're hungover? You eat a lot.
Yo.
The day before Thanksgiving, all of America gets fucked. Up,
it is
drunk.
It is like one
fucked
or two. Up. It's like day one or two next to New Year's Eve.
It's before. Yeah, it's one of the biggest drinking holidays in all of America. You get fucked up the day before Thanksgiving. You get fucking ripped. Piece of shit. Ass. Piss.
The big thing was mostly because like it's some real college ass bullshit.
It's called Blackout Wednesday.
Blackout Wednesday.
Blackout Wednesday.
Because Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
We call it Thanksgiving Eve straight up. It's like, are you going for Thanksgiving Eve? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But like,
Blackout Wednesday.
For like me, the big thing was it's the day everyone comes home from college to be at Thanksgiving with their family. So when I was younger, like you when you're like 21, 22, 23, Thanksgiving Eve is the day, the night to go out and fuck the most random person from your high school.
It's violation.
But just like, whoever, like a woman you've never spoken to, you're like, hey, we're both in college now.
It's violation day, bro.
We should have sex.
You call your ex, you call all that shit. It's a violation day.
It's called Blackout Wednesday.
Blackout Wednesday.
I never heard of that. That's crazy. I was blacked out the other day.
Congrats.
Speak on it. What was the drink of choice?
There wasn't even a drink, yo. My dumb ass took a edible.
Oh,
bro, that shit had me down for almost 3 days. I just recovered from it. I took it Saturday night. I recovered from it Monday morning.
Can I ask what kind of edible? Like, what type of food was it?
The kind that I would never take again.
Was it chocolate? Was it a gummy?
It was a gummy.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, bro, I was so mad.
You ever did shrooms?
Nah, but I you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
They're becoming mad casual.
I was going to go get one. Friday, I was supposed to go get one. For like the last month, I've been planning on getting one. When I took an edible the other day, I don't want to take nothing.
Like, I need God.
I need God.
Bro, that shit wouldn't stop. It wouldn't go away.
Can I ask, what was the worst moment of the edible?
It wouldn't go away.
That it wouldn't go away.
Was it like one of those where you were like, gravity felt heavy? Like, world felt heavier?
Yo, you know what's crazy? I remember saying to my, then I started telling myself, like, yo, bro, you losing your mind. Like, I started hallucinating, I think.
because my heart started beating fast.
That's an anxiety
and
attack.
And then I was like, yo, something, bro. And then I started eating everything. I made like 6 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Damn.
I started cooking. It was crazy. I couldn't get rid of it.
You know what's crazy? I stopped smoking weed. I used to smoke a lot of weed. A lot. Yeah. I was the person like who got rap all the time. I stopped smoking weed because one day I was walking home from the train. I got a bacon, egg, and cheese on a hero. Mm-hmm. I ate that shit on my way home. And when I got home, I was like, yo, I didn't eat anything today. I was like, yo, shit, I didn't eat anything today.
Tell me what you got for dinner.
Yo, I made another bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, I knew it.
I made another one in the crib. And when I went to bed with my hands in my belly, I was like, oh, shit. I'm not smoking.
I would never take an edible.
Brock, I got to tell you, it breaks my heart that you don't smoke weed.
I stopped.
Yeah, because since I've known him, he hasn't smoked, and I am.
That's good, bro.
I'm the leader of the pack with smoking.
And then you know what I mean. I'm not really like a weed smoker. Like I could take 2 puffs and then I'm good.
Sure.
I'm with my man. This nigga got the weed. I got the wax in it.
Yeah.
The paper. The moon rocks.
He's smoking moon rocks.
and so then I take like 2 puffs. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have did that.
Another 3 days gone for Hattie.
Yo, bro, fucking with this guy right here, matter of fact, yo.
You know what?
I would never do an edible again.
You know,
it's
crazy. I used to smoke weed all the time. It don't matter. The thing is, every deal, I got piff. The thing is, piff is not a weed. It just means I got some good shit. And every day I feel different.
Yeah.
So I finally realized when I grew up, like I'm like a hype dude. I don't wanna go to sleep. I'm not a couch dude.
Right, right.
If you put me on the couch, I'm gonna bug out.
But does weed make you sleep?
The thing is, there's different types of weed.
It's different weeds.
No, y'all gotta be ignorant.
No.
You'll be ignorant.
No,
don't learn.
No, I'm good.
I have been smoking every day for the last 6-7 years.
Well, look at you, bro.
Years.
You got erectile dysfunction now.
No, my dick worked great. But being ignorant about sativa and indica has helped me just bypass that and just be regular high. Nah. I'm never telling myself I'm sleepy because I smoked the sleepy weed. Because that shit's placebo.
No.
Y'all learned about it, and now you feel away.
It's not.
Whereas I just smoke the weed, and I feel great every time.
It's not.
The only bad weed is the bad weed that gives me headaches.
I had great days on weed. I had
hell yeah, brother.
No.
And everyone that just smoked outside is agreeing.
No. I had great days on weed. I had bad days on weed. I had bad days on weed. I had great days on weed. One day, my boy's like, yo, I get weed from Colorado. Prescription. I'm going to come back, and let's talk. He came back and he gave me a bunch of different vials with prescriptions on it.
Why are you smoking vials?
Anyway.
Get it out of a baggie.
He was like, yo, look, I know what you want. These are the 3 things you need. Like, this is the sativa that wakes you up.
Yeah.
One of them was called Alaskan Thunderfuck. And then
you're basing all weed off Alaskan Thunderfuck?
No. I'm talking about the weed I chose. And on the vial, it said breakfast weed. It's the wake-up weed. Wakes you up, gets
they
you
got
ready.
Weed for different times of
yo,
the day.
Yo, it is.
All
there
weed is.
For every
time.
I'm not even. Yo, it is. Yeah. It is I what it is.
That shit.
Yeah, not even. It's just like it wakes you up, like it'll get you hype and ready for the morning. I was like, you know what? Let me try this. And I was skeptical about it. I was scared. I rolled a little joint. I smoked in the morning. I got on the train. I went to work, and I was on autopilot, and I was having the best conversations ever. Like everybody, I was on point. I didn't have panic attacks. I didn't forget to breathe. You know what I mean?
That happens a lot.
From the weed that I smoked. From the weed that I smoked that day. I was like, I didn't forget to breathe. My heart wasn't beating crazy. I was on point.
Yeah, and
you understand. You do not understand.
You breathe automatically. That's like something like.
I understand what you mean.
Understand.
Babies.
People will understand. People hearing this will understand. No, you don't understand.
I ain't gonna lie, some weed make you like, and that's another thing for me. Like, we was in a club the other night when I did the edible shit, and I told you my heart started pumping.
That's the worst place.
Shit made me hallucinate. I'm
like,
I'm never doing
that. That's
because
you're in the club.
No, wrong.
Blame the club. No, blame the weed.
Hattie is in a wake mind. Yeah. Yo, he right needs now, something to wake him up.
I told my man, I said, yo, I'm out of here. I got to go, bro.
I did a lot of study on it because I used to smoke.
Then I started seeing shit. I'm like,
did a lot of study.
I did a lot of study on it. And the thing
on
is.
On what, weed?
Weed. Did a lot literally, because I was surprised. Like, why am I feeling like this? I realized that there is different types of weed that make you feel different types of way. Right? Yeah. If you're an awake person and you smoke some shit and all of a sudden your whole body shuts down, your mind is awake, but your body's different. So you start fucking up. That's why you start tweaking out. So your body's like, let's go to sleep. But your mind is like, nah, it was good. And that's when you start forgetting to breathe, panic attacks. Right. Your heart starts beating. It's just like, it's contradictory.
Yeah, it is.
Your mind is like, yo,
I hear what you're saying.
It's a morning still.
Sober for me.
Bro. So like, why I want to sleep?
Are you done with edibles or are you done with weed?
I'm done with everything.
I just stopped.
I'm done with everything. Only thing I'm thinking about right now.
I took 75 milligrams before y'all got here.
Yeah.
I like much.
The other day, I took a flight to San Diego. I took 350 milligrams of weed, and I ate an edible, the mushroom chocolates. You do what you got to do, man.
I like shrooms. I fuck with shrooms a lot.
Yeah, shrooms is good.
But Hattie,
my advice, if you were going to try shrooms, is don't go out.
Nah,
do it on a night in. Do it. Take a small amount on a night in.
You know what shrooms does? Funny shit. If you a happy person, shrooms is the best things for you.
Yeah.
Wait, everybody, say goodbye to Chrissy.
See you later,
Chrissy. Say bye on the mic. Say bye on the mic and get out of here. She's got a train to catch.
Yeah, I got a train to catch. But bye, guys. Enjoy. Later.
Stream a life to live on Tubi.
Let them know.
With Chrissy D.
One life to live.
One life to live.
Classic shit.
Yeah, that's classic.
LYFE. One life to live. Co-starring, featuring Chrissy Diaz.
Hey, yo.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this, Chris, all for the later. Project and for the podcast.
And thank you for helping us out with the mixtape, too.
Word appreciate up. You.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yo, shrooms, bro.
It's over.
If you a happy dude, bro. When my mom passed away, I took shrooms for a week microdose. It was awesome.
Shrooms can either be a really fun, lighthearted time or a life-altering experience.
Scared of all that.
But
shit,
it depends on how much you take.
Yo, it's the thing is the white perspective that you hallucinate.
No.
You see Gumby.
Hey, shut up. Don't blame me for my whiteness on this. It depends on how much you take. Like, if you take, like, 3 bars of that chocolate, you'll have a fun time, dance around, have a good time. But if you eat the whole chocolate bar... You might see.
All right, so
see,
let me ask you a question. When we drop the mixtape, what you doing? You taking an edible, or you listening to it with the shroom? What you doing?
I'll fuck with the shrooms.
Yeah, no, I'm popping bottles. I'm
popping a bottle. That's a fact.
That's a drinking.
Yeah, we gotta pop a bottle.
That's a drinking endeavor. The night
we gotta drink Henny
to that.
Bottle,
we gotta toast to that.
The night
we drop the project, we're gonna party.
What we doing? December 20th.
I don't know. We'll announce the actual date when we announce it, but we'll say around Christmas.
I'm gonna start a fight too.
Yeah.
Oh man.
When we record our song, we should diss someone.
Nah.
Do you have anyone you would like to diss?
So many people.
Bro. Oh well, let me diss them. I'll diss anybody. You know. I'm excited to record our track. Can we decide what beat we're gonna use right now?
To diss somebody?
Yo, what happened with the beat that you sent me? Remember you sent me a beat?
With the Bad Business one?
I think that was you that made
it.
It was me.
It's Brock's beat. Brock made the beat.
Yeah, my man Barack is doing a lot, bro. He's making beats.
I do too much, man.
What's it called? Do you want me? I'm going to... Hold up. Give me a second.
Spazzo.
This is the beat. Rax.
Shout out Lean Brothers. Shout out Spazzo. Shout out everybody hot. Shout out Hattie Rax. Shout out Danny. Hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Yo. Bad business, bad money, bad bitches. Oh, well, I wrote a song to this that we could do. We have a hook. We have a chorus. Wait, I'm gonna do the song.
Shout out to my man JP.
What's it called?
Yo, Spaz. That man JP is up here going, we ain't even playing this, Spaz, you heard?
Dude.
Spazzo's on the live right now.
Really?
Yeah, he's on the live.
Hold up.
My man Spazito.
Oh, Hattie BB tape. Print layout. Where the fuck did I put it? But I got a song written. If we want to use that beat, we can use that beat.
Yeah, we're going to use that. I think it makes sense.
You made this beat, right?
Yeah, I made this beat.
So that means it could go on DSPs.
I got mad beats.
Hold up. Bad money.
We don't need to use this beat, though. We got mad beats, but it makes
sense. Oh, no. Okay, so here's how the song goes. Here's how this song goes. I wrote it up for us.
You wrote it?
So it goes... During the intro, we've got four suspects headed southbound in the Bronx in a stolen Gold Rose Camaro. They are considered armed and dangerous. Do not approach, but they're up to some bad business. Bad business, bad money, bad bitches. Treat my haters like the Reaper. I be granting death wishes. And no, I ain't joking. See me smile, ain't no stitches. And you bitches ain't shit when I'm talking. Better listen. I might steal a car. I might jack a plane. I might rub the bar and drink till I go fucking insane. What's my name? Hattie Rax. And trust that we won't wear it out. Pull up to the function, get so drunk I'm fucking carried out.
Oh shit.
But it goes bad business, bad money, bad bitches.
You're a little risk for verse.
Was kicking some shit right there.
No. Can you do me a favor here?
Bodies. Nah, you was kicking some shit right there. Bodies.
No, so what I'm going to do, can you do me a favor?
My son was kicking
when
some
I
shit.
When I say bad business,
yeah.
Can you say what? Bad money, and then can you say bad bitches?
So look, if I say bodies, we catching bodies. Yeah, matter orgy, man, I'm about to do a homie.
That's fine. Keep it for your verse. All I'm asking, I'm going to do the intro, and then I'm going to say bad bitches.
$2.50s, give a motherfucker $300.
I need you to relax. Buddy. You're getting there. I hear you. Hey, we just accomplish this, please?
$2.
No, stop. I'm going to do the intro, and then I'm going to say bad business.
Yeah, then I need a visa.
Then you say bad money. After he says bad money, you say bad bitches. Can we try it?
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bad business.
Bad bitches.
No. Bad business. Hattie, what do you say?
Bad money.
Bad bitches.
Bad money.
Get ready for it. We've got four suspects headed southbound in the Bronx in a stolen gold rose gold Camaro. They considered armed and dangerous. Do not approach. They are up to bad business. Bad business.
Bad money.
Bad bitches.
Treat my hater like the Reaper. I be granting death wishes. And no, I ain't joking. See my smile, ain't no stitches. And you bitches ain't shit. When I talk, you better listen. I might steal a car. I might jack a plane. I might ride the bar and drink till I'm fucking insane. What's my name? Hattie Rax. And trust that we won't wear it out. Pull up to the function, get so drunk that I'm carried out. Bad business.
Bad money.
Bad bitches.
Treat my hater like the Reaper. I be granting death wishes. But we're supposed to switch on and off. You say, so you're supposed to say, yeah, I might steal
her pussy stink. Yeah, her pussy stink, but I might still eat if I hit it in the sink.
I'm eating. Yeah, I love the pink, and I take a big swig of a motherfucking drink. I'm a bad man, bad reputation, young motherfucker, cold dude, name him Jason. Look real hard and you won't find no replacement. Go to my website, shit is Jason adjacent.
Don't bad business. Ass. Bad bitches.
Treat my haters like the Reaper. I be grand death bitches.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, we might gotta put that on there.
I wrote it to be put out.
The demon time.
Now I didn't write your verse, but
so we got so just so those who don't know, we got the mixtape coming out.
So look at how I wrote this, Hattie.
So bad business, bad money, bad bitches, all with different names next to it. So then that I might steal a car part.
Danny nah, that's fire. That.
And then Barack says, I might jack a plane. And I'm just saying shit as an ad lib in between those.
I ain't know you what? Had that in you, Jay.
How many verses we got? We got three verses or four verses, everybody each.
And then it goes, what's my name? And then you say Hattie Rax. I don't say Hattie Rax. He says Hattie Rax.
Well, we got four
it's
verses
written
on
for
it.
For us.
It's four verses?
I only have
up kicking some shit right there.
I can rap. I never said I couldn't.
Yeah, Jason Freestyle.
Can I show? This is how we'll close out the show. Here it is, your song
of the
week. We're
closing out the show already. We didn't even get to the things.
We'll get to the things.
Oh, you got to do the. the topic she was talking about.
We got all sorts of shit. Hattie, can I show you this? This is a song by me about, I used to drive a PT Cruiser.
Oh, we going off. This is off.
Yeah, we're having fun with Hattie Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want, yeah, he's listening to it.
PT Cruiser's a good car. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm in my PT Cruiser. Big body mover. You look like a loser. Peep how I maneuver. You say my bitch bad, or I say my bitch worse. With that big body whip, looks like I push a hearse.
Fuck you know about balls.
I know more than alcoholics, babe. Roof in the booth. Every single shot I'm calling. When it comes to spitting, see I'm with it and I'm polished. About my dividends, making off with all the profit shit.
My obnoxious ass, I don't obnoxious gas. Sick and fucking tired of making $50 last. Need a bag without a logo, a bitch that hates photos. Pull up in my cruiser just so I can fucking show up. I'm so fucking high and I ain't even smoke yet. I don't fuck around, I make a plan and go get focused. Take notice, I'll fuck around in showbiz. Take a year off, announce my bid for POTUS.
I'm my PT Cruiser, big body mover. Like
no funny shit. If you play that
you
shit,
you say your bitch bad, but I say my bitch worse. Whip a big
no,
body, whip
up.
Look like
if
I push a horse.
I'm on block, bro.
I fuck your block up. It's Philly. No, it's fun. You never heard a song
tight.
About a PT Cruiser.
And some skin the whole shit.
And look, hey, I ain't gonna lie, yo, son, you do a lot, Jay. I think it's just jack of all trades up here.
I got
here,
my magazine in front of you. I can rap and I got the shows, all everything I do. I'm in two stories in that magazine. I got two stories. One about a pipeline, one about college.
He piping the lines.
And piping college girls.
And you doing, I ain't gonna lie, I'm excited about what this is. The
project?
Yeah, this I'm
Racks
excited
TV.
About this. This is kind of dope.
Hey,
this is gonna be dope.
I can do a lot of stuff.
Even with the skits and all of that, the way y'all put that together, like that was genius, man.
And I'll be honest, I used to do stuff with the rap stuff, but I know no one wants to hear me rap. I rap because it's fun and I'm good at it. I'm a good writer. I wish I could ghostwrite. So give me some credibility so I can give some verses to some people that could do something with it.
I need some credit for the idea.
For Rax TV?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Credit.
You're not.
Have fun with your credit, dickhead.
Hey, thank you.
hit a topic.
All right, yo. We lie. Let's get into it, man. All right, so let's have some fun. Snoop Dogg.
I don't even know what the Snoop Dogg story is.
Snoop Dogg say he quit weed.
Yeah, everybody fooled.
Fooled, right, all right.
Niggas. But that going to show
fuck
you.
Fuck all that shit, man.
What
would you quit in your life?
What would I quit?
You're jumping life? The gun. Fake quit or real quit?
Fuck quit. Yo, he's a liar.
You can't hate on Snoop Dogg for fake quitting weed when y'all just did a whole segment about quitting weed.
No, we did not talk about quitting weed.
Yes, you did. You just—that's the whole.
We just talked about the
man's
whole
get so drunk he forgets what we're talking about. Candy cane arms.
That's true.
Yeah, it's an ad. You want to hop on mic? Come over here. Get over here. Sit in front of the mic if you're going to talk, brother.
You probably got like $2 million to do that.
Yeah,
I believe that.
That's a big money.
Well, Snoop Dogg will endorse goddamn anything. He's got a child show. He's got a kids show. The Snoop Dogg empowerment show.
Yo, Hattie, what would you quit on live television?
I would quit. You know what I would quit? I'm more serious about that part. What I would quit? I would quit opening doors for people that they closed. That's deep. Yeah. I would quit opening doors for people that they already closed.
Yeah.
And what that basically means is like a lot of times us as people, as me myself, it's like we say we forgive, but we don't forget. Yeah. I would just stop forgiving motherfuckers for things that they do that shouldn't be done. If you do something that shouldn't be done, there's no forgiving, there's no forgetting. It's just the door's closed. You can't even come near the door no more.
It's a curse though, right?
Yeah, it's a curse for me because, you know, a person like me, like I got a big heart.
Same.
You feel me? So like I open my doors to anybody that I fuck with. If I fuck with you, I'm whatever I got is whatever you got.
Yeah. Can attest for that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can confirm that if Hattie fucks with you, he fucks with you.
And that's the bad, that's a gift and a curse. And you know what? It's not even a gift nowadays because you got to remember the nice guy is always going to finish last.
That's what's, we're going to keep it as real as
you know
we've ever
saying?
Kept it. This is no jokes. I struggle with making the decision to forgive people because I've seen it go wrong so many times. Like, I've forgived so many times in the past and then got fucked over again.
Again, yeah.
So now it's hard to to convince myself to forgive people.
Yeah.
Whether it's, regardless of the situation. It's like, you showed me your true colors. How many chances I got to give? And I think a lot of it changes with age because, like, when I meet an older dude or, like, a man, like a grown man, and they wrong me some way, or even a woman that I meet, and they're like,
anybody,
they're like a grown, but, like, it's now that I'm 28, I'm going to be 30 soon. It's just like, if you're still acting like this and talking to me this way at this age, there's no point in forgiving you. You're never going to change.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm not going to change you at 30. The fuck am I going to teach you?
And you know what?
What lesson you ain't learned at 30?
That's a fact. And the worst part about it is that, you know, a lot of times you put yourself in a position to get bit by the same snake two times, three times, four times. Nah, nigga.
Yeah.
You bite me,
because
nigga,
it's the people you care about that you forgive.
It's always the people you care about. You know why? Because the people you don't care, they can't, you
they
can't
hurt
snake
you.
Me.
You can't hurt me.
I don't even... But that's
how
you like
risk.
That.
That's how you risk closing yourself off so much that you don't let anybody in, and that's only going to hurt you long term.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been through that snake shit. Yeah. That fucking letting people open, or letting your arms open for people to come in and just do you dirt. I have this like now. The way I live is like on some Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny shit. It sounds funny. But like,
Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny have two different vibes.
No, they don't. They don't. It's like, I live like so, like, I don't give a fuck.
That's my mentality.
Like, I'm dancing on everybody.
So, that's my,
you know,
I'm just
crazy,
dancing
though?
On everybody. Okay. Like, I'm funny. I'm that wacky dude. You could do that, but I'm laughing at you.
Mm-hmm. You're hard to hurt.
It's hard for me. To hurt me because I'm laughing at you. Like, I'm cool.
That's a fact, bro.
I'm funny, dude. I'm cool. And then at the end of the day, I'm laughing at you. Like, because
exactly.
You try to play me, everyone's laughing at you.
And you know
God
what?
God forbid you play
me. And you know what? And that's what I think. I think that's the reason why the world is the way it is today, because you got to understand. Everybody, niggas ain't even wearing a mask no more. I don't mean like a physical mask. I mean like back in the days, you know, even like, even you go back 5 years ago, you never really knew who a person was 5 years ago. Now, niggas is showing you off the rip who they are. Yo, this is who I am. I'm a snake. My name is Cutthroat. I'm grimy. I don't care about who you are. Yeah. I'm not really your friend.
I don't know if Cutthroat's a real guy or not.
For real.
That's how it is now.
You know you getting your dick sucked now.
You know what I'm saying? That's really how it is. Like,
I will say this, I think it's important to be unpredictable, and I feel like you understand that.
What do you mean?
What you mean?
I'm a hard guy to predict. What I'm going to do, what my next move is, I've never done the same thing twice. My creative philosophy is to do things that people don't expect. Like, that's how you go from rapping to writing a journalism piece to producing a mixtape, to dropping a beer, is to have the mindset that I want to do what other people aren't doing. Like, I want...
Yeah, it's 100%.
You look at where everyone else is going and go the opposite.
But you know what? It's funny you say that, because we were just talking about that earlier. That's one of my problems, too. Because it's like I got the... Like people look at me, right? And they'll probably be like, damn, this nigga don't... Everybody, when everybody is going left, I'm going right. So it's like, everybody... I'm not one of those people, like, I don't care about what's going on in the industry. I don't care about taking pictures with niggas. I don't care about being under or being around people. I go the opposite way. So when everybody is like, yo, Hattie, why you don't be here? Why you don't? It's like, I don't care for none of that shit. That shit don't benefit me at the end of the day. But that's a gift and a curse, though.
Yeah.
Because you got to do that to an extent. But see, it's the difference between doing it and then it's dick riding. So you can do it and then you could be a dick rider. So if you don't know how to, like, you know what I'm saying?
But you gotta realize,
that's a Bronx thing, though. That's a crazy shit.
No, it's not.
We was just talking about
it. It's not just a Bronx thing. Philly is the bit. We have the dick rider police. You can't smile at a motherfucker without being accused of dick riding.
The Bronx,
you can't. Everything is dick riding. If you're not hating, you're dick riding. There is no in between.
Yeah, and then speaking of Bronx, like the Bronx is just, it's just like the energy in the Bronx is just bad, because it's like the Bronx, Nick, the Bronx are spit you out in a minute. Like,
So it's like the energy, that's what fucks a lot of shit up, because it's like people, it's hard for people to come together in the Bronx. It's hard for niggas from the Bronx to really say, like, yo, hey, we sticking together, we showing each other love, we fucking with each other. The Bronx can't do that. It's just something about the
you
energy.
You say that on a Bronx podcast.
Yeah.
You say that. It is, yo, a I'm, dude from the Bronx.
Yo, look, I've said that.
Yo, look, I'm born in the Bronx. I lived in other places.
I'm not lying, yo.
I'm telling you, yo, it's something about the energy in the Bronx where it's hard for people to stick together.
Hey,
you know, it's crazy.
I believe it.
I'm telling you.
I literally said this in the podcast. I was jealous of people because they're like, they were literally dick riding in front of me. In my perspective, a dick rider. But they moving up so fast.
And that's the thing. People move
up. And like
up.
For me, I'm not saying names.
Okay, fair.
So like, it literally dick riding.
You said who?
Fair.
Who?
No.
It's a tell-all.
No. I thought in my head you were at like a concert.
I get
and someone was on stage. And you saw a bunch of dick riding. I forgot that we work like, in the industry.
I literally
for
seen,
a second, I forgot that we work in the industry.
I've literally seen the definition of dick riding done in front of me, and I would never.
But we
but they move up.
But that's the goal of. But dick they not for them.
Right.
For them.
Some niggas just want to do that.
But the thing that's when I realized, like, they not from the Bronx. These are people outside of everywhere else, and I'm the only one thinking that's dick riding. That's when my life changed.
Yo, love. What Nas said when he walked up to me, Nas? When we went to go meet Nas at Yankee Stadium.
When we was outside.
When he first walked up to me. Yo, the nigga walked up to me and was like, yo, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He was like, yo, I'm a fan. He was like, yo, I love you.
Wait until he hears the track.
Yo, bro.
Wait until he hears the track off the project.
Look. Yeah, and then he told me all that, and then it's like this is where the gift this is where it becomes a gift and a curse, like just being that way. Where it's like the curse of that is like, well, you supposed to take that energy and run with it, like yo, bro, oh let me make sure, you know, but the gift is like just let it flow naturally.
Be yourself type shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Just let it happen. But the curse is like, nah, nigga, go get it.
It's,
feel me?
It's a beautiful game. And it's a gift, it's all a game.
The curse is the love. Like, you can't literally show love to somebody because it's dick riding. Like, oh, I fuck with this dude. I like this. I want to be like that.
You got to find the lane,
so in the Bronx.
And we got to get out of that because I'm going to tell you. We never gonna get ahead. We never gonna win. You know why? Cause it's like, it's not, you know how they say, yo, when a nigga get to the elevator, you get to the top floor, yo, send the elevator back down. You can't send the elevator back down because in between a nigga going from the lobby to the top floor, so much turmoil you happened in between that, where it's like, I'm not sending the elevator back down. Nigga, we just had a whole fucking beef for the last 2 months. You think I'm so, and that's the problem. That's the problem with the energy in the Bronx. It's only like that in the Bronx. When you think about, look, I'm from New York City.
In general,
when you think about Brooklyn, Brad Love, it's the Brooklyn way. Brooklyn show love. I can name a million successful Brooklyn rappers right now. I can name a bunch of successful Queens rappers. I can name a bunch of successful Harlem rappers. I can't name so many successful Bronx rappers.
But the thing is, the Bronx has bred a lot of greats. Like, it's staples. You got A Boogie, Cardi B. Like, he's the best.
You see how you
barely
can say that?
It's barely.
Shit, it's barely. It's not.
But you got a lot of in and out.
It's
from
like
Brooklyn, Queens.
We don't. And that's one thing I always admired about other places. Is like, yo, look at Queensbridge. It's so many stars right now. Queens. Who set the tone that come from them one project, Queensbridge. It's so many people that I can name. But it's hard for us to do that in where we from, because it's like, it's too much hate. It's everybody want to be that nigga. Bro, at the end of the day, bro, to me, being that nigga is when we all solidified, our kids are straight, that's being that nigga to me. Being lit on Instagram, that ain't being that nigga to me. That just mean you a... Niggas create their lives on Instagram nowadays.
Yeah, that's the new age.
But that's a trap.
And it's the funny thing is that it was
that ain't
drill
to me.
Drill from Brooklyn, right? We had Pop Smoke.
That's not lit to me.
We had Pop Smoke bring Drill to New York, mm-hmm. right? And then we had Five-Yo.
Yep.
And that whole Drill wave.
Yeah.
Now this aggressive, like, yo, blah, 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 I'm on my bitch. And that aggressive shit is Bronx now. Like, there's the ownership of the Bronx.
Which is dope.
OD dope, right? It just, like, it just goes back to Hattie's point. Like, the Bronx takes it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But it's not easily given. It's not easy to be a part of.
Why do you think it's like
that? I just feel like being from the Bronx, you just gotta work harder. Like, yo, I could go out of town. Yo, when they book me out of town, yo, when I get out of town, you know shit close early out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We get out of town, it's already after hour spots waiting for us. Yo, bro, we got 3,000 for you to come over here. Yo, we got 4,500 for you to come over here.
Hattie, have you considered the fact that in New York there's 80 million rappers?
Yeah.
In Virginia, in Kansas, in Connecticut, these places have had, it's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
I work at Hot 97. You know how many fucking New York rappers I meet?
Rap is totally different.
But you know what? And it's a completely different vibe from the New York rappers than non-New York rappers, because non-New York rappers have to battle through so much more internally, because you all have to think about New York.
But that's the problem with New York rappers.
But the rest of the world ain't thinking about New York. They're just trying to make music.
At all. And that's the problem with New York.
Yeah,
Smart, exactly.
Well, that's because I'm from Philly. I'll say it on a Hot 97 podcast. Five-Yo Foreign can't sell out a 5,000 person arena in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
a lot of these New York artists can't, but they're huge here and to the people I work with. The people I think are strong are very different. I have a more national perspective. I love Chicago rap. I love DC rap. I love Texas. I've been listening to a guy named Big X the Plug for fucking months because I have a more national perspective, whereas New York puts so much weight on your guys' shoulders. Even internally, being here, I have to tell them, hey, Instagram isn't just New York. TikTok isn't just New York. If we're making content for social media and for the world to see, it's for the world to see.
But that's funny you say that. Like, and we actually end Hot 97, which is a great thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember a few years ago where it was hard for New York artists to get on Hot 97.
It hasn't been recently.
So now
I've been here.
So now
years.
The way that we're getting,
talk to me about the last 2 years.
No, but this is real. This is real shit. Because you're talking about how hard it is. Because New York people only think about New York. That's a fact. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a point in time where we couldn't get the love from the New York places. So now that we're getting it, that's a great thing.
Well, I'll tell you, as an out-of-towner...
DJs used to get stuck up.
Yo, bro,
guns.
They wasn't...
No, I'm not even lying.
Yo, bro.
As an out-of-towner who came in here, I make sure...
You been at Highland for how long?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
4 years ago, you wasn't hearing no New York on Hot 97. On no radio stations in New York.
Atlanta.
But I'm telling you my perspective as someone who came here from Philly. I made sure, yes, my perspective on rap is more national and international... Yeah. But look at 4 Minutes of Fire. Look at Bad Business.
Yeah.
At least 60 to 70% of who we're promoting are New York or Jersey.
And that's what's making everything so dope. Now, even when you think about Flex and Spazzo mm-hmm. and all of these
Drewski and shit.
And Drewski, you know what I'm saying? They're catering. You know, they showing love to everybody, but they're really showing love to New York artists now. And the Tri-State, not just New York, really the Tri-State, because that's all, like, inclusive if you think about it.
I book 4 Minutes of Fire. Hattie Rax,
fact.
Austin Sour,
yeah.
Shy K, Bandman Rill,
yeah.
Billy B,
facts.
Girl Code, and the
exactly.
list goes on.
And
those are just six.
Even me, y'all, I was in a movie theater. I'm in a movie theater. And Spazzo FaceTimed me with Flex on the I would have never thought that would have happened 5 years ago. So that's a prime example that you know we getting the outlets that we need now, but now it's about artists going outside of New York. Like, you got New York, cool. New York is great. You got New York, but now you gotta step outside of New York. You gotta go to Connecticut, you gotta go to Boston.
Philly.
You gotta go to Philly. You gotta go to Atlanta. You gotta spread, because like even for like a person like me, right? It's really not so much more that I could do in New York.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like, I know all the DJs know me. 90% of the DJs play my record. So now it's about me expanding, and this is what a lot of artists forget too. A lot of New York artists forget this too. New York don't break you. The fucking world breaks you. You feel me? I can name people that Max B, French Montana, Connecticut. That's a Connecticut wave.
Hey, I think the perfect example of this. The biggest.
What he said is crazy.
Yeah, man. I agree. 2 years ago, biggest song of the summer. Gialis by Capella Gray.
Facts.
One of the biggest songs everywhere I go in New York, I heard it. Everywhere else and everyone else I spoke to, I showed them that song. They had never heard of No Capella Gray. I know Capella Gray. I met him many times. We talked.
Regional.
I show that music to people and they go, holy shit. Same thing with Too Heavy.
Yeah.
I show.
Who's Too Heavy?
Clean or Dirty.
Yeah.
Who is that? Is that a robot?
Nah. I got that from Siri.
It's a great tag.
Don't get me out of there. I had to adjust the vocals on that
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to change it up a little bit. But so that's what I mean. It could be the biggest song here, and it can feel like the biggest song in the world. And you can go to Summer Jam, and Capella Gray can come out three times. But there's 49 other states.
Facts.
And once again, Capella Gray probably couldn't do 1,000 seats in Philly.
You know, and you want to know what's crazy? I performed in North Carolina recently, right? And when I got out there, you know, I'm a New York. I sound like I'm from here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going to confuse me if you sound, you're going to say, oh, he got to be from such and such.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I was out there, I remember performing, big ass fucking crowd. And I'm performing. And when I'm performing, I'm just looking at everybody. You know how you like kind of paying attention? It's like motherfuckers just sitting there like this. But, you know, so I'm like, damn, these niggas ain't really feeling me like that. So when I get off the stage, the whole fucking building is coming up to me. And you know what everybody was saying to me? Yo, bro, this is the New York that we've been looking for.
So I want to tell you
so this. They was like shocked. Like, yo, this shit still exists?
When Tyler, the Creator, came to Hot 97, he did an interview that went mega viral. And he said that Pharrell gave him this piece of wisdom. And I'm about to share it with you, so you don't know. You never say that they're looking at you and they're not feeling you.
Right.
He said that Pharrell told him, when you're on stage and they're looking at you blankly, realize that they're just trying to understand what's going on.
Yeah,
they're trying to process. It's not
they're processing you.
That's a fact. It's not that they're
that's
not,
what happened.
They're not supporting. It's actually good that they're looking at you and they're silent because they're listening.
It was bugging. Yo, bro, when I got off the stage, they came up, nigga, I'm talking about from everywhere, niggas is like, yo, bro, you fire,
can
New
I tell
York.
You?
They calling me, you New York, you, what's your name?
Could you do me a favor, and I want you to do it in this episode so I can cut it and put it in the mixtape.
Wow.
You have a phenomenal ad lib that I it's like an earworm that gets stuck in my head. It's you going racks, aggressive as shit.
Oh, and I say racks, yeah.
Can you please give me one of those so I can put it in the mixtape?
Yeah, I'll do it, hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's fine. But I think we're good.
Yeah. I was just talking
about Diddy.
Get off that. Yeah, we done enough. We don't need to talk about Diddy.
Alright, we done.
Wrap it up.
Yo, this is Bad Business. Thank you, Hattie Racks, for being here. It's your boy Barack.
Producer Pete.
Yo, cover in the building.
Hattie Racks.
And I gotta say this. This didn't feel the same as all the other episodes we do.
This is family business.
Having Hattie in the building is so much more fun and loose. And Hattie, I'm not gonna stroke our own egos too much, but you gotta admit this is more fun than a regular press hit.
Nah, it's always fun.
It's like always fun. I'm sure you've done other podcasts before, fun, and it ain't like this.
You know, it's the energy. It's all in the energy, bro.
How funny is it to walk into Hot 97 and have it only be us here?
Right. And we in a new building.
In the new building. Right now, this is
history.
This might be the latest we've ever closed Bad Business. It is 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for Hattie Racks. Yeah, be on the looks for Racks TV. We're going to end the show today with debuting a snippet.
What are we doing? Which one we do? Which
I think we're going to just go with... Oh, we'll do Sometimes. That's one of my favorite ones. So this is Sometimes by Hattie Rack off Racks TV, a 1 minute brand new snippet. Thank you for listening.
Shout out to Beloved. What up?
¿Qué me vas a dar, eh? ¿Qué es eso, terco, eh?
Vuelvela. Eso, Hattie Racks.
Hattie Racks. Sometimes life don't give you what you want.
Not cause you don't deserve it, but maybe because you deserve more. Sometimes we be undermining ourselves. My cousin Bill said, do it now, cause sometimes later on might not come.
Yo, sometimes I'm in the struggle, sometimes I'm doing good. Sometimes I'm in the burbs, sometimes I'm in the hood. Sometimes I'll be happy, sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I wanna clap a nigga, not give him a pass. Sometimes I wanna kill all rats. Sometimes I gotta remind myself that they still all rats. Sometimes me and my baby moms be going to war. Sometimes I don't even be knowing what it be for. Sometimes I wish heaven had a number to call, so I can stay in contact with the people I lost. Most time my guard's up, sometimes I trust niggas, sometimes I
Hot 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!